Hello, everybody. It's your girl, Black Sugar. It's your girl. It's been a while. I know. I truly apologize, but once again, life is in the way. Life. What can we say about life? Well, it's been a while since I've talked to you. I've lost family members. I've been going to school. Just finished the winter semester. Let me see what I want to get into first. I want to send out a loving tribute to the beautiful women in my life that I lost. I'll start with my sister-in-law, Johnny Mae Berry. What can I say about Johnny Mae? Sweet, quiet. She was just a wonderful person. And I want to give some love to her. And my beautiful niece, Lynetta Danny Mae Howard. I was blessed to be one of the only ones that could still call her Danny Mae. I've known her since she was like 11 or 12. And we became family through my niece, Denisha Howard. Lynetta was a twin. She had a twin sister named Danetta. Lynetta and Danetta Howard. Danny Mae and Greedy in the hood. And we lost one of our beautiful twins. And I want to give a love to her. I love you, Danny Mae, Danetta. I love you so much. And I want to give love, admiration, inspiration to the family and loved ones of my niece, Tracy Denise Johnson. We just lost her last night. And as I was saying, I want to give some love to Tracy Denise Johnson. She was 53. She is a mother of 8. And she was from Long Beach. She was born and raised here. I've been knowing her since I was 16. I married into her family. And I'm so grateful to have known Tracy. She was a sweet person to me. And I love you, Tracy. I want to give you praise and love. Thank you for allowing us to be in your lives. I'm so grateful. And I also lost a loved one in prison. This is another subject. I have fundraisers and petitions on Facebook and Instagram and WordPress, everywhere you can find Black Sugar Writer. The reason for this is because Keith Andre Bogan died in Parchman, Mississippi prison, July 10th, 2019. And we were not notified. I was his emergency contact. I'm his son's oldest mother, his oldest son's mom. He has a sister and a brother, host of nieces and nephews. And I want his body back. His family wants his body back. His sister and his brother want his body back. They want to be able to give him a proper burial. We want his body back. We want it back now. Mississippi. Mississippi, you are racist. You have always been racist. You have never stopped being racist. And we don't expect anything less. But you have something that does not belong to you. And that is the body of Keith Andre Bogan. He's no longer a number. He's a man. And we want him back. We want his body exhumed. We want his body exhumed. We want the state of Mississippi to investigate. Why did he die? What was his cause of death? What was the reason? What was the reason for his death? Why? Because he had only 14 more months to go in a 30-year sentence. He lost a kidney in that place. And I'm begging anyone and everyone who will get this message, will listen to this podcast, say his name. Please. His name was Keith Andre Bogan. His prison number was 76560. And we're begging for a civil rights attorney. We're poor, we're black, and we need someone to take advantage of this investigation. It may make your career, but we need to have this man exhumed. He was in the infirmary from April of 2019 until his death. I tell you myself personally, I know for a fact. I know for a fact. I seen him with my own eyes through video on cell phones throughout the prison. I mean, it ain't no secret. They get them from the guards. But Parchman State Penitentiary is holding a body that is no longer theirs to hold. I have gotten in touch with the Marshall Project. I have gotten in touch with National Action Network. I have gotten in touch with the NAACP. I have made a complaint to the Attorney General of the state of Mississippi, Lynn Fitch. I just sent another letter to her chief investigative officer, and he tells me, quote unquote, good luck, get a lawyer. We're way ahead of you on that one. What we want to know is what happened to this man that was almost ready to walk out and was talking about life like he was already living it, even though he was bound. He had no intentions of dying, I promise you. And I'm asking anyone, everyone, Al Sharpton, Reverend Al Sharpton, Steve Harvey, I don't know anybody that has a following that's black, that loves black people, Prisoners matter. They have family. They have loved ones. I was his emergency contact. There was no reason for them not to contact me. And we correspond through letters. I have letters here. I have pictures. I just need the blessing of someone to stand up and help us. Don't let this pass. Don't let this go. We want his body back. By the grace of Almighty God, we ask in Jesus' name. The Bogan family wants their family back. The Bogan forgive me. I truly apologize. I'm a very emotional person. You think about these things and you say it doesn't happen to you or it wouldn't happen to you. Well, it's happened. It's happened. This man lost his mother the first 5 years of his 30-year sentence. So I've been in touch with him, communicating with him, knowing how many he probably been through every prison in the Mississippi system in that 30 years. But Parchman State Prison is who held his body. That who has his body. I apologize. Y'all know the impeachment started yesterday. Yeah, that's another subject. And I can't wait till they arrest him. I want them to put him away. Donald J. Trump needs to go to jail. Make him like you do all black people. Put that man in jail. What's the use of dilly-dallying around, letting us watch how the white man still can get away with murder? Look at the Capitol. Yes, y'all. January 6th. What was that about? What was that? What was that? That man needs to go to jail if nobody else do. Did y'all see when the black man went up there, you know, after the whole Capitol scene was over with, he went up there like around, what, the 21st, 22nd of last month. And you think they don't got him in jail, that black man? You think they don't got him in jail? They sure do. But are they going to find the 100th... Interruptions, ladies and gentlemen, interruptions, you know. phone business. But again, January 6th, did you see? The black man is on the front cover of the Washington Post. The only dot in the whole entire million proud boy, boogaloo boy, Donald Trump leading the way crowd. Did y'all see that? I cried like a baby. I mean, I could not believe. I just could not believe what I was seeing with my own eyes. And the thing was, I was already recording it. And I share it with Facebook and Instagram. And it shows I am a beautiful black woman. I said, what are they doing? They were invading right before our eyes. Right before our eyes, y'all. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. I could not believe it. I know y'all eyes was probably just bugging right out your face. I know. Because it scared me. It scared me. Literally. I'm watching it on TV, but I was like crying and trembling inside. For a president, Republican or Democrat, to invade your own nation with your own people. And the sad part is, they think they're gonna get away with it. And what do I mean by that? I mean, they honestly think that everybody agrees with what they've done. No. Y'all did that all because of the black vote. Give it up for the black vote. Give it up for the black vote. Give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up. Yes, give it up for the black vote, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. The sisters and brothers came together on one accord. I got to do it again. Came together on one accord. We've got Reverend Warnock. We've got Brother Ossoff in the Senate. Yeah, baby. The Democrats have the majority side. Yeah. It's been a long time. Been a long time. Now, let's see if they're going to talk about reparations. Reparations. Yes, 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 yes. We ain't talking about just relief packages. We talking about an offset package for black people, for the ancestors of slaves. We want a separate package from any and everything. We want a black package for our ancestors that built this country. We deserve it. We want it. And by God, we gonna get it. Yes, we is. Hallelujah. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. If there's anything I'm leaving out, I'll just say it like this, because I'm numb on the inside. I lost my niece yesterday, Tracy Denise Johnson. Me, her, and our cousin Pam, we all three have the same middle name. We call ourselves the 3Ds, girl. The 3Ds, brother. Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Yes, we did. You know what I'm saying? Yes, the 3Ds. Shakita Denise, Tracy Denise, and Pam Denise. And we're all family. And I'm so grateful to God for the time that I was able to spend with each one of you beautiful, young, beautiful angels that are looking from heaven, I pray, to protect us now. you can do more now than you could in one body. And I just love you. I love you. I love you, Tracy. I love you, Johnny Mae. And I love you, Lynetta. And I will miss you, and I hope I see you soon. Not soon, soon, but only God knows. But before I leave y'all, I want to leave y'all on a good note. Guess who got an A in her winter class? Yes. A little girl, Black Sugar. Yes, I do. Give me some fanfare. Yes, I got an A. Yes, Lord, let me tell y'all, let me keep y'all up on that too. Quit the Brown. I already have 3 certificates from Long Beach City College. I understand they city colleges, but it's an accomplishment that I am forever grateful to my Heavenly Father for. And now I'm going to another one. And I'm certifying in administration of justice. And I'm getting a degree in English. Then school will be over for me. And then I'm going to, forward my educationist, forwardist it to the civil rights, the NAACP. I'm going to ask for an internship. I want to work for a civil rights organization. Yes. The NAACP, I pray that you will accept me. Because I got the credentials. You know what I'm saying. But yes, I wanted to leave y'all on a good note. It's been a while that we talked and communicated. But your girl is still here by the grace of our majesty, our Lord and Savior. And for all of you that have lost a loved one to this deadly disease that's out to get anyone it can take, I, Black Sugar, love you so much. And I'm so truly sorry for your loss. Please continue to wear your masks. Make sure your babies is wearing their masks. I ain't being funny. Okay, I just love you. That's all. I do a lot of mothering. So, you know, once a mother, always a mother. You know how that go. But I love y'all so much. Black Sugar is like up out of here. And I will be back very, very soon. I love y'all.